The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Just a quick reminder, if you want to help some of the people in the Abacos, we have a local business here in the upstate, KW Beverage, located over on Highway 86 in Piedmont. Just text HELP, H-E-L-P, to 877-235-9405, our Big Rock text line, just the word HELP. I'll send you a link with the address and all. But Joni Rodney Williams, the owners of KW Beverage, they're asking you to drop off non-perishable food items, water, tarps, baby diapers, toiletries, first aid items, anything like that. They're going to get a truckload up that's going to leave on Friday. So need to get it over there today or tomorrow. And they're going to take it down to Florida on Friday and then take it over to the Abacos. And look, with the images that we're seeing of the Abacos, the damage just looks horrific, Ray Stajic. Thank you for joining us for a few minutes. Tell us exactly where Hurricane Dorian is right now.
All right. Well, the 8 a.m. advisory in from the Hurricane Center, and we still do have a Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds at 105 miles per hour, pressure holding steady at 964 millibars, and still moving north-northwest at 8 miles per hour. That puts the center about 95 miles east-northeast of Daytona Beach, Florida.
And we still need to caution people. I heard a spokesperson from FEMA this morning still cautioning people that, you know, if you're in one of these areas, if you're in the path and you haven't evacuated, of course, Georgia, South Carolina, some parts of North Carolina, mandatory evacuation. But I guess people are still hanging around, huh?
Yeah, they are. And I think that could be because they saw this monster go through the Bahamas as a Category 5 185-mile-per-hour hurricane, second strongest on record in the Atlantic Basin, make three landfalls. That's never happened in the Bahamas. And had one of the statements came out that said, be prepared for winds maybe gusting to 200 miles per hour. And then, honestly, I even felt once it weakened, and I'm using that in quotes, down from a Cat 5 to a 4 and eventually a 3, and then no longer became a major hurricane when it became a Cat 2, I think a lot of people gave a little collective sigh of relief and said at least we weren't going to have this big buzzsaw Cat 5 head heading toward the Florida coast and then make the turn up toward the Carolinas. But I certainly would not let our guard down. We've got a slow-moving, strong Category 2 storm that is going to produce water rise or surge. The potential is for 5 to 7 feet in some spots and very heavy rainfall along the areas in the Carolinas, especially South Carolina and North Carolina, that have been asked to evacuate. So this thing is something that we're going to have to deal with, and I don't want anybody to be surprised, especially in the areas along the coast.
So what are, as far as in comparison, a stage Category 5 sure. and a Category 2, what are the winds in a Category 2?
Well, Category 2, I believe, is 96 to 111 miles an hour, if my memory serves me correct, or 114, something like that. I don't have it in front of me. But, you know, so you're looking at right now kind of a mid-grade Cat 2 storm that's forecast to stay probably between 90 and 105 miles per hour over the next 2 days as it slowly heads toward the Outer Banks of North Carolina. I mean, there's a chance it just could scrape the coast and stay off the coast and keep pushing water into the coastal areas and pushing that water up, and that water rise or that surge will continue to go up because the water can't get out and escape back toward the Atlantic Ocean because, you know, you've got Mother Nature fighting it in the other direction with hurricane force winds.
Sure, and that can just be devastating to those coastal areas. And you know, interesting analogy there, Ray. I think you're right. I think people are feeling a sigh of relief because it has been downgraded to a Category 2, but that's nothing to really we just got to continue to be vigilant and go to safety. And I can't imagine why someone on the coast of Georgia or South Carolina or North Carolina would want to stay through this.
Yeah, and I believe when Matthew came through 3 years ago, Category 1.
Yeah.
I believe it was Category 1. This could be a Cat 2, maybe a strong Category 1, moving a lot slower. I want to emphasize that.
Yeah, and that's – so when – Ray, when do you think we will start experiencing signs of Hurricane Dorian here in upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina?
Well, we'll probably see some high cloud blow off. Some of that actually starting to get into parts of the upstate just to the east right now and through the triangle and getting close to the triad in North Carolina. So the high cloud debris that you do see today most likely associated with Dorian. Now, I don't know if the showers in some of the outer bands will get here and produce just some spotty showers here and there. I'm not going to say the chance is in zero, but a better chance, I think, as you go on off toward the east. But certainly nothing to tropical storm force, and I don't expect any heavy rain.
Sure thing. Ray Stajic with the Weather Channel. Thank you for the update, sir.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.